Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
Texans season came to an end, 34-10. They lost very convincingly to the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens move on to the AFC Championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs, who took down the Buffalo Bills yesterday. So, football time in Houston, no more. Baseball time in Houston again with Josh Hader signing with the Houston Astros. 5 years and $95 million. We'll talk more about that at 11:30 as we continue our countdown to Astros pitchers and catchers reporting. But since there's so much anger, frustration directed at Texans offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick for interviewing with the Titans and Panthers before the Texans game on Saturday, and afterwards interviewing with the Seahawks, with the Commanders, and with the Falcons, I got to do the same. I got to see if I can successfully host a sports talk radio show and fill out a job application at the same time. Now, here's the deal. How many jobs could I legitimately get outside of sports media and the radio? The answer is none. I don't have many skills other than being a legendary cashier slash bagger slash supervisor at Hannaford's grocery store in North Quincy, Massachusetts. That's all I got. It's the only real job experience I have. Can I do sales? I don't know. Can I dig ditches? I don't know. I don't have any skills. I've never taken a ITT tech course or anything like that. I don't know how to plumb or how to cook, really.
How are you with Microsoft Excel?
Not great.
Okay.
Microsoft Word, I can do. Microsoft
proficient?
Excel? What was that again, Sean?
Would you say you're proficient in it?
I mean, but here's the thing. You lie on your resume as it is.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I don't know who is hiring me for anything, right? I just don't, especially if they take a look at my Twitter or my Gallant Says podcast content.
I'm going to have to clean that up a little.
I'm going to have to clean up a lot. I don't want them seeing the many reasons to not hire me. So there's only one thing I can't apply for. It's The Bachelor. That's all I could do. I'm either going to be a sports talk show host or a reality TV star. I'm not funny enough to do comedy. Learned that the hard way, opening for Donnell Rawlings. Like, all I got is this. So why not, you know, kill two birds with one stone here? Yeah, I love my job here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I do love it. We're also on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can live stream the show and watch my pretty little face on it. A face that definitely deserves to be on The Bachelor. That's the only place I can apply to. So let's take a look at what you got to do. Okay, so you got to fill out your name, check. Date of birth. I don't think I want to tell them I'm 34, right? I mean, I'm turning 35 in 2 months.
They just had the Golden Bachelor.
That's true, but I'm not old enough for that either.
Yeah, you're in the weird middle
ground. I got to say I'm 28. So let's do a little math here. April 11th, 1989. How about we say April 11th, 1995? But here's what I'll
do. That'd make you a year older than me.
Okay. So I get a lot of people have been saying that I need to start dyeing my beard hair and to start dyeing my hair, get a little hair dye.
Yeah. Huh? A lot of people have been saying that.
They actually have been, amazingly.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's been hurting my feelings a little bit. It's been hurting my feelings a little bit. Just saying. Okay. So we got that. Gender. Male, female, non-binary, or not specified. I mean, I got to set myself apart. You got to answer non-binary. got to answer non-binary.
Also, that opens you up to being on The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
That's true. That's true.
Playing chess, not checkers.
What if there's a, hey, what if there's a gay bachelor, right? Like that, that then I could theoretically be on that too.
Theoretically.
Or the bi-curious bachelor.
That would be a great show.
Honestly, how has that not happened yet?
It's like my idea for the Golden Bachelor is that they had too many age-appropriate women. They should have thrown in like 3 28-year-olds in there.
They did have a shot at love with Tila Tequila. Nazi enthusiast Tila Tequila. Okay. Height. All right. Well, I'm definitely lying here. So my license, it says I'm 6 feet tall, but I think I got to say 6'1".
6'1".
And I'm just going to wear cowboy boots the entire show. Just going to wear cowboy boots.
Yep.
Weight. Don't want to seem too skinny.
No.
You know, I don't want to seem too lean.
If we just gave you 3 extra inches, you're probably going to have to bump up the weight a little bit.
Okay. So,
but not too much. I'm delicate at like, game.
I'm 178, so... How about we
195?
Oh, no, that sounds fat. No.
If you're 6'1"?
Yeah. That's too much. Come on. No, they got to know that, like, hey, like, he's got a big chest. He's got, like, decent inner biceps and a big butt. But also, like, he's got some abs. Like, he's got some abs. Now, we're going to have to work on that part. But, hey, he's got some abs, okay? So, we're going to say 182. Sorry for all the 6'1", 195-pound kings out there. But BMI index, not looking so good for you.
Also, smart move. I was working in increments of 5. You throw in a 182, that makes it seem legit.
Yeah, okay. More things to fill out. Do you have children? Now, there's only 2 options, yes or no. I think the better option that adds an air of mystery is, I don't know.
Yeah. Unsure.
Unsure.
Undecided.
Don't have that as an option.
Okay. So go with no.
Have you ever been married before? No, I have not been married before. I have not. Occupation. What do I say here? Because this is where it gets interesting.
This is where they lie a bunch, right?
Right. Like, there are so many people who have played sports, put that in quotation marks, like NFL player. No, he like got like a tryout once. Now, that's more than I've ever gotten. And I don't know if I can say, I can't say I was a college football player, though I did play football on the weekends in college.
You played on Saturdays.
I did play on Saturdays. I did. In the snow sometimes. Syracuse Orangemen can't say that because they played in the dome, but I played outside.
That makes it clear that you were not on the team.
Someone suggests, King of All Twitches suggests occupation. Texans fluffer. Guys, that's the other shows. We haven't been that bad except for the past week. We went all in with the pandering. It didn't work out, okay? Now we're on to the Astros. Occupation. Does talk show host, like, does that resonate?
I think
TV personality sounds a lot sexier than talk show host.
Sports media star.
Sports media star. Okay, I'm going to fill out sports.
Because you are right. If you sniff an NFL field, they say former professional athlete or something.
That's true.
Or when TMZ, like when just a random player does something, they're like, NFL star John Mechie has XYZ. It's like, well, okay. We all love John Mechie, but he's not a star yet.
What is the next big city near you? How far is it? Ooh, I'm in a big one. Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
Have you ever applied for The Bachelor online or via mail, email? Yes, I have, sadly. I don't know when I did it, though. That might be a problem. Have you ever attended a Bachelor casting event? No, I have not. Why would you like to be on the show? Okay, so this is the key.
Yeah.
This is the key right now.
This is going to be so hilarious when you get casted off of this.
It would be really funny. It's been hard for me to find love due to the high stress and demands of my job. Now, I won't tell them that I work 2 hours a day. The high stress and demands of watching sports for a living and talking about
them. Hey, you're here. You're here at the station six days last week.
That's true. I was
one of them for like 6 hours.
Long day. Sometimes I wonder if I'll ever find the one. Continuing to type that in. I've I'm running out of options. My mother even told me this.
Okay, yes, that's good. That's good.
I don't want to find the love of my life in some cold, fake application.
Yeah, I tried the apps. Weren't for me.
I tried them, and I've had my heart hurt. Whenever I fall for someone, they never fall for me. And this is where I really got to start bringing the tears to the table and not talk about my rather high number, despite the like lack of relationships. This is where I'm going to say like something really, really real. There'll just be two shows in a row where I'm going to say something really real. I've never had someone tell me they love me. Now, is that true? I've definitely had family and friends do it, and my parents, but I've never had a significant other do that, except for one time, and it was a drunk voicemail. That doesn't count.
That does not
count. And we're not going to include this in the write-up.
That does not count.
I think that's going to win it. I think that's going to get it done.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You
also, I also like dropping the little anecdote about your mom, because that – you know, TV.
I'm close with my mother, right?
Also, yes. Also, TV producer mind going, okay, so there's a character right there who makes it far enough. Get his mom on the show.
So we're doing this because Bobby Slowick was also taking a look at his alternative options.
Now, was this the radio equivalent of not scoring any touchdowns on offense? Was this 3 points of offense in radio form?
I think this was three touchdowns.
Yeah,
I scored three touchdowns on that.
We're Mike McDonald right now.
Right.
That's what we're doing. We're the other hot coaching candidate.
Sean, I used deception and tomfoolery. And Bobby Slowick, when he tried to do that, it was disastrous on Saturday. But when I
did it. His shenanigans were sad.
With a big old Eddie Haskell smirk on my face, I pulled it off. Could have learned a thing or two from me there, Bobby. This is how you multitask.
It's going to be so funny when you're on The Bachelor.
I hope that happens. And I wonder, if do we care enough?
Bachelorette. You'd be on The Bachelorette.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that. The problem is, would I actually be featured on The Bachelorette? And that I don't know. I actually had a conversation with a couple of people about this. I'm not kidding. Like, in the last week, they're like, oh, you'd get picked on the show. I'm like, no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't pick me. I'm not, like, the real talk, like, I'm not hot enough. I'm not hot enough. I'm hot, but I'm not hot enough. Like, I'm like a 7. Like, they're definitely like 9s and 10s. You know? They're all tall. I don't think they let short people on The Bachelor. Those people will be out the first episode. They're gone.
I mean, again, they could be so much more fun with The Bachelor.
Instead, they
just pick the same guy. Like, they pick 25 different versions of the same guy.
Wouldn't it be so funny if
a 5'6" guy? Yes, it'd be hilarious.
Like The Bachelorette, and every single guy is 5'5", and she's 5'8".
Yeah,
that would be the best. They're former all college shorter
basketball,
than her.
Former college basketball player Lisa, whatever, Lisa M.
Oh yeah. Like,
and then all the guys, are Jose Altuve sized, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's The Bachelor. Ball applies for The Bachelor, while Bobby Slowick applies to be the head coach of 5 teams in the NFL while prepping for the game against the Ravens. Surely it didn't have an impact. Up next, this season was a success for the Houston Texans. You can't argue that. But will there be more success? Some cautionary examples as to why there might not be. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude, totally. Editorly. Back to the Paul Gallant Show, coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Jackson keeps Stanley in front of him. Touchdown, Lamar!
So, that's how the Houston Texans season comes to an end, 34-10. They lose to the Baltimore Ravens. They had chances. Could have taken a halftime lead if Kyeme Fairbairn didn't miss a 47-yard field goal. And could have potentially stopped the Ravens on their touchdown drive to open the second half. Jalen Petrie had a couple of shots and interceptions. And then on their next drive, they run this weird hocus pocus double reverse throwback to C.J. Stroud that results in a negative 5-yard gain. And that was the closest it was the rest of the way. Texans punt, Ravens march down the field, 12 plays, 93 yards, over. And you leave feeling like you're nowhere close to the upper class of the AFC, the top shelf, Kansas City, Baltimore, I guess to a degree Buffalo. You're not in the same conversation. And it's frustrating because this season was a success. This was arguably the worst team in the NFL last season. With Lovie Smith as head coach, with Davis Mills as quarterback, you win the last game of the year. All of a sudden, you have the number 2 overall pick. But, I mean, take a look at the draft class that Nick Caserio put together. A very good one. Some would argue it was the best draft class. You got the quarterback. You got a good defensive player. You got a good head coach. The future definitely does look bright. Texans head coach DeMeco Ryans had this to say about this season and how it wasn't their time, but he's still very proud.
Yeah, it's not hard, man. I'm proud of our guys. All right, I told the guys keep their head up. I'm proud of them for the entire year. Right, this wasn't our moment right now. This wasn't our time right now. We didn't get it done, but I'm proud of each and every coach and player in the locker room. Right, for what we've accomplished throughout the entire year, how we grew throughout the entire year, and I'm proud of our guys. Right, and so I told all our guys keep their head up. Like credit to the Ravens, but man. Proud of each and every man.
The big question is if the growing continues. There are cautionary examples of teams that surprised a lot of media, of fans over the course of a year, and then the next year they don't do much more than what they'd done the year before. Sometimes it's due to a more difficult schedule. Sometimes it's due to some changes in the roster. Sometimes it's due to injuries. Sometimes it's due to a change in the coaching staff. But I would point to last year's example of this. Didn't everyone think that after Trevor Lawrence's dramatic comeback against the Los Angeles Chargers in the first round of the playoffs, shaking off 4 interceptions, and then going on to the second round of the playoffs and hanging in there with Kansas City, the eventual Super Bowl champions, a lot of people thought that the Jaguars were going to take that next step the next season. They didn't take any steps. In fact, they probably took a step back. And you could argue that now they might have to press the reset button on all things not named Trevor Lawrence there. Doug Peterson, okay, he sticks around, but what's Peterson going to do his third year? A guy that who has run out of town after winning a Super Bowl in Philadelphia. Maybe there were some reasons for that that actually make sense. It's hard to think of them off the top of your head from the outside looking in, but while it was a success, and this is not the same old Houston Texans, you got to wonder about these possible changes in the coming weeks and if they're going to be able to take another step off of it. They have a lot of cap space, but there are a lot of players that they're going to have to give contracts to if they want to keep them around. Jonathan Greenard, who had 12.5 sacks this past season, is probably going to get around $20 million a year in the offseason. Are you willing to pay that so that you can keep Will Anderson and Jonathan Greenard? Dalton Schultz, also a free agent. Schultz had a good season. Occasional drops, but 59 catches for 635 receiving yards and 5 touchdowns. That's 12th in the NFL. Do you have a better option on the roster? Do you feel like Brevin Jordan's better than Dalton Schultz? I don't feel that way. And clearly, C.J. Stroud liked throwing to Dalton Schultz. Then you got on the defensive line. Sheldon Rankins is going to be a free agent. Cornerback Steven Nelson on the other side of the field is a free agent. Blake Cashman, who had a breakout season at linebacker, he's a free agent. Running back Devin Singletary, who was your second leading receiver in this game on Saturday, he is a free agent. Noah Brown, who had a couple of huge games this year but dealt with injuries down the stretch, he is a free agent. Kyahmi Fairbairn, yeah, he missed a 47-yard field goal, but he was the model of consistency before that over the course of the year. He's a free agent. Your punter, Cam Johnston, he's a free agent. George Fant, your right tackle, he's a free agent. Jerry Hughes, who you probably won't see next year, also a free agent. Defensive end Derek Barnett, who came on strong at the end of the year, free agent. Denzel Perriman. Lots of free agents for this team. there will be some turnover. Desmond King, pretty good in run support as a defensive back. All of those guys are not going to be back next year. And you got to wonder if the replacements will be better. They could be. They might not be. You're rolling the dice at this moment in time if you're trying to predict that. And then, of course, you've got the coaches that are potentially leaving. Sometimes a new coach can completely ruin the progress of a young quarterback. I don't think that Mac Jones was entirely done in by the coaches that he had to work with in New England. I think he has some clear limitations in talent. But look what happened when they changed coordinators. Look what happens when Josh McDaniels leaves. It's a disaster. Now, I'm not expecting the Texans to bring in Matt Patricia to be offensive coordinator. If Bobby Slowick gets an offensive coordinator job elsewhere, or if Jerod Johnson leaves and Bobby Slowick leaves, which I think is very unlikely. But I think to predict success, more success than you had this year specifically, going forward than the Houston Texans, it's not something that is a lock, like a lot of people are saying today. We want to believe that's the case, but it's not always the case. I will say, I do like hearing C.J. Stroud's mentality after this, though, because there has been a whole lot of, over the last 48 hours, yeah, the season was great, the season was a success, but your expectations change over the course of the year. I don't want to hear that this season was a success, even if by definition, compared to the expectations going into the year, it was. So here's C.J. Stroud saying it's hard to call this season a success.
I mean, it's hard to answer that right now. I know where I come from in college, like, if you don't win at all, like, then it's kind of a fail. So that's kind of like the mindset I have. I think we have the capability, we have the team to do it. I know, we come up short, you know? So, like, you can't look back and, like, dang, like, we ain't do nothing special. You got to, of course, like, really look back and smile throughout everything. But at the same time, like, it's like, dang, man, what if? And that's the worst feeling, you know, just having regrets. What if I did this? What if I did that? You know, so just learning experiences.
What if? Great song by Creed. It's hard to call this season a success right now. It's considered a failure if you don't win it all. I like hearing that from C.J. Stroud. And I wonder how many players on this team feel the same way and realize that, yeah, this year was fun, but you are not guaranteed to be better next season. And just look how far away you were from beating Baltimore. You, of the 8 teams that played this weekend, played the worst. Just look at the score. I don't care if the Ravens are the 1 seed. You played the worst. The Packers almost beat the 1 seed in the NFC. They just shot themselves in the foot a lot. They had plenty of chances. You got manhandled by the 1 seed in the AFC. Team that does look like it's going to win the AFC championship just based off of what we have seen of late. I really wonder how Kansas City's going to move the ball against that defense. That defense is great. Mike McDonald's going to get a head coaching job somewhere else. Lock. Paul Galancho, ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call in and text in. You can watch the show, youtube.com/ESPN Houston, and comment on the live stream. I'm wearing my Astros Tequila Sunrise jersey and Astros hat because we follow the strong on the Paul Galancho. We talk about the good things and the good teams and the teams we're still alive. And as we continue our countdown to the start of Astros spring training, they made a huge move over the weekend that solidified their place as the kings of Houston sports. We'll talk about it. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Insert random audio clip now.
Mr. Campbell, send out an amendment to the statement of the author. Is there objection to the opposite amendment? And the chair has an amendment. Amendment is adopted.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul Gallant. Give him hell, Paulie.
D'Amico Ryans has been as a defensive play caller in the NFL. 2 years in San Francisco, his first in Houston. He's watching Lamar Jackson take it in. Touchdown, Ravens.
Yep, that's it. That's it. And I know no one wants to talk about that anymore today. I know it. Guys, we follow the strong here on the Paul Gallant Show. We jump on the correct bandwagons. As soon as it looks dicey for us on one, we are heading out. Irish exiting. I got my Astros hat on. I got my Astros jersey on because the Astros signed this guy on Friday.
One strike away. Hader to Freeman.
That Josh Hader striking out the Los Angeles Dodgers back in the 2022 postseason to get the Padres to the NLCS Friday. What a Friday news dump that came right after your boy in the middle of a pump-up speech about the Houston Texans poked Jim Crane, said, "Hey, you little bitch, how about you spend some money on Josh Hader?" Jim Crane and I, who are friends and can talk to each other like that. What? We've done a show in studio before 12 years ago. I'm sure he remembers me. I'm sure he remembers me and knows, like, oh, yeah, that's the really good football player that didn't make it to the NFL, but now he talks about sports for a living.
Yeah, and 12 years ago. I mean, you're before all the fame and glory. You're, you know.
I was a radio prodigy then.
Yeah, you got in on the ground level for the Astros.
I was the youngest talk show host to have a daily show in the history of sports. Of Houston Sports Radio.
Wow.
I'm going to make that up. I don't think there's any way to check it, but at 20,
absolutely
24
no
years old, doing a daily show, your boy, a prodigy. You know, you got to sit down in a studio and ask Jim Crane the hard-hitting questions like, what are the uniforms going to look like?
Being in the AL, that's crazy, huh?
Feels good to get away from the Cardinals, huh? So the Astros signed Josh Hader to a massive contract. I'm shocked by how much this was. 5 years, $95 million. We knew he was looking for a lot. We heard that the Astros were in on the conversations. But it's hard to say, wait, they're in on these conversations. Seriously? They're looking to spend when they had never given out a contract like that in free agency. Not to guys in-house. Not to guys leaving. Nope. They don't do that. But Josh Hader, they decide to break open the piggy bank, and it does give them a pretty intimidating three pitchers to close a game. Will Hader be the closer? I think that remains to be seen. You spend that kind of money, though, Edwin Diaz money. I think that is the expectation. And in that moment right there, that's exactly what Josh Hader did. He's a guy that they usually use in the seventh inning, and he is a damn good reliever. But I am curious as to moving into that role, how he theoretically handles that. Astros owner Jim Crane on the deal. We think we have a good team. It adds a big piece to the back of our bullpen, which obviously lost Kendall Graveman. With Presley, Abreu, and Hader, you have three quality guys, 7, 8, 9, whenever they pitch. We think it gives us a nice chance to get to the playoffs and make a run at another World Series. He, of course, Josh Hader, was a member of the Astros. He was the minor league pitcher of the year in 2014. He was traded in 2015 for Carlos Gomez and Mike Fiers. Yikes. That one did not work out so well. Sometimes you mess up on trades, like the Dodgers and Yordan Alvarez. Like, these things do happen.
We're righting the wrong.
The wrong has been
righted.
The wrong has been righted, I think.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, we get what we're trying to say here. Yeah.
Josh Hader, product of the Astros development system, is back.
Shout out to Jeff Luhnow. Tip of the cap. Another victory for Jeff Luhnow. Dana Brown, maybe they're not done, based off of what he said at a Astros media something. I'm not really 100% sure what it was. It wasn't media day, but it was like Astros media get together, where you heard from Alex Bregman, you heard from Lance McCullers. Dana Brown on whether or not the Astros would perhaps pursue more deals this offseason.
I say we're always active. You know, even during the season, you know, when we have our thought process, we come in to the front office every day looking for opportunities. You know, we have Matt Hogan up there. He's always, you know, giving me ideas and different things like that. So we're always in the market of trying to improve the team. And when we get an open door, we're going to do it. And so we're literally still talking to teams. So, and we're still talking to agents. So, you know, what comes of that, we'll see, but we're always in the market to get better.
And with that in mind, I have a couple of questions. They're the subject of today in our Houston Astros countdown to spring training pitchers and catchers reporting.
It's always Astros time in Houston. Are you ready to play?
A lot of people were wondering what it was going to be like if the Astros didn't win the division. I guess we'll never know.
We're counting you down to the Astros pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training in West Palm Beach.
Give me that bone. So, you are 21 days away from February 12th, the greatest number 21 in Houston Astros history. Terry Puhl, who played here from 1977 to 1990, he played 14 of his 15 major league seasons in Houston. He hit .281 with 62 homers, 435 runs batted in, and he had one of the greatest postseason performances at the plate in the 1980 National League Championship Series when he hit .526. How about that?
Andy Pettit, too. I mean, he only pitched for like three or so years here.
Yiner Diaz.
There we go.
Number 21. We're getting closer and closer and closer.
Soon to be retired for Yiner Diaz.
Yeah, it might be.
Not to put pressure on.
Thanks for hurting his numbers, Dusty Baker and Martin Maldonado. So, my question is if this is going to hurt their ability to re-sign the key players, and if they actually are doing as Dana Brown, who was a politician, suggested, potentially still calling about guys like Blake Snell, who's still available, or calling Scott Boras about re-signing Alex Bregman, or re-signing Jose Altuve, or re-signing Kyle Tucker. I like that the Astros had the balls to make this move happen, and I am not preaching fiscal responsibility to any baseball owner. I will lick Jim Crane's boot today and say that, hey, he decided that he wants to go into the luxury tax, go over the collective balance tax threshold. And now they're going to have to pay a little bit extra. They're going to lose money for their international pool. They're going to lose a draft pick. And they're just spending a bleep ton of money here. So do you keep on spending? Do you say F it and try to get Blake Snell at the expense of a Bregman and a Tucker? Because they would definitely come at the expense of those two. I'm open to it. I am curious if Jim Crane's got any more aggression left in him. I'm impressed by what they did, though, with this move on Friday. It felt like they were backed into a corner because of the Kendall Graveman move. And instead of giving that money to Hector Neris, who I love, but had one good season with the Astros where he's truly set himself apart, to give the money to somebody who's 30 years old, okay, maybe a little bit dangerous, especially if it's a five-year contract worth $95 million. But this is a more effective and smart gamble, I think, 5 years, $95 million, than 3 years and what would have been, sounds like $50 million for Hector Neris. That's what he's looking for right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're betting on a better horse, so to speak. You know, you're betting more, but you feel better about Josh Hader than you do Hector Neris. I do. It is interesting, the idea that once you already break the seal of going over the competitive balance tax, like, does Jim Crane just go, well, if we're going to go over it, I'm not saying he's going to spin like the Mets or something, or,
right,
you know, even the Rangers like last year. But I do wonder if this makes it easier to be like, well, for probably going to be over it. We're going to be over it already, and probably at least, you know, three of the next 5 years, something like that. Like, why not bring back Altuve and Bregman?
Yeah, seriously.
Or Tucker and Altuve, or, you know, some combination of the, you know, we talk about the three guys that are coming up here soon between Bregman, Altuve, and Bregman. It's like, at first we were thinking bring one of them back. Now might be bring two of them back. If you're comfortable going over the tax already.
Right. And how long Crane will be willing to do that?
Probably not super long.
Who would be? If the Mets owner, Steve Cohen, wasn't willing to do that, if he's stripping parts after the big spending spree that he had before this past season.
That team stunk, though. It's one thing to be expensive and stink. It's one thing to be expensive and make the ALCS every year.
That's 100% true. But if this thing does hit the fan, I am curious as to how long Crane would stomach this. But ballsy move on Friday, and at least it gives us something to be happy about today as the Texans season came to an end on Saturday.
Jim Crane, Dana Brown, tip of the cap. Good job.
Good job by you. All right, guys, it's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Also on YouTube at ESPN Houston, where you can join in the comments section. We'll read some of your thoughts on the most interactive sports talk show before we hit the road, especially any that have to do with the Texans' 34-10 season-ending loss to the Ravens. And, I mean, we haven't even talked about the Taylor Swift watch during the playoff game yesterday. Paul Gallant Show, stick around.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
It is by the juice of Safu that thoughts acquire speed, the lips acquire stains, stains become a warning. It is by will alone I set my mind in motion.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here is your ambiguously gay host, Paul Gallant.
It's been a heck of a year, and I think D'Amico hit on the nail. Our future is bright, man, but these type of losses suck, you know. That's a great Ravens team over there, and they deserve to win. And it's tough to just, you know, get embarrassed like that, but definitely I think our future definitely is bright.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. Did they have a pulse in the first half? Yes. Could they have taken the lead in the first half? Yes. Kyahmi Fairbairn missed a 47-yard field goal. That was the first of a couple of missed opportunities for the Texans. A couple of near interceptions by Jalen Petrie on the opening drive for the Ravens in the second half. They score a touchdown. The cutesy play by Bobby Slowick, first and 10 at the Ravens 39. Gets blown up, 5-yard loss. They end up punting in that situation. They had chances, but ultimately it is an embarrassing loss, and you were the one team that was, unlike all of the others, the one team that did not compete truly and always seeming like they had to do everything perfectly just to get like 3 to 4 yards over the course of this divisional round playoff weekend. And it sucks because now you go back to the drawing board and you wonder what's next and how much better you really can get in one offseason. And if you perhaps blew your best opportunity. I hate to pee in your Cheerios this morning, but this is the way that it is in the NFL. You are not guaranteed to come back, and I am not feeling the super positive vibes after that loss that so many are. I realize that we are walking into uncharted territory, and there is a chance that this future is very bright, but nothing's guaranteed in this league.
I will say, if this is the closest this Texans era gets,
massive failure.
Well, also, this year isn't the failure. It's whatever leads to them not getting to the divisional round again. Those are the failures. It's the, you know, if they give out an ill-advised contract to a big name free agent, if they, you know, hire the wrong coordinator or something, if they don't give CJ a line to protect him after Laremy Tunsil retires or something, or gets too old. And the failures, this is like, this would not be the biggest failure of the Texans run if this is the best moment of the Texans run. It would be what happens this offseason would be the failures.
And the next time around, if we find ourselves in a situation like this, the tone will be dramatically different.
Oh, today, next year they lose in the playoffs,
we'll be mad.
It'll be different.
As opposed to being, damn it, this sucks. Because that's where we're at. Oh, damn it, this sucks. It was a fun year, but it sucks. Because it does suck. It sucks to end like this, especially when, you know, I gave a motivational speech on Friday where I bared my soul to the world.
This is uncomfortable.
I mean, Al Pacino's speech on any given Sunday, they did lose that game, the Sharks. So, I mean,
But they're on to bigger and better things.
Because
in Albuquerque.
Right, because both Pacino and Jamie Foxx leave to go for the new Albuquerque expansion team.
Oh, no. D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud are going to play.
There's 32 teams. There's no expansion NFL team coming next year.
Mexico City's not coming?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. Someone texted in, what's the point of life if you don't have faith in something crazy happening? That's from Paul Gallant, 713. Yeah, I guess I have a book. One last thought on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. The offensive game plan and play calling sucked against the Ravens and against the Browns the week before. No deep passes. What are you talking about? There are deep passes against the Browns. No outside runs. You thought outside runs were going to work against that Ravens defense on Saturday. What was that? And that stupid trick play, send Slowick to North Korea. I think that's rash. I think that's a little bit rash. We're not sending him to North Korea. He'll die there. He'll come back and his brains will be scrambled and he won't be a functioning human being anymore. If we're going to send him anywhere to make him feel like he needs to do better, I think you send him to Indianapolis or to Gary, Indiana. Just somewhere in that god-awful state. Just make him go somewhere there and he has to spend a week there.
Yeah, or if you want to
Michigan.
If you want to send him to a place where, you know, he'd be watched over at all times by a dictator who rules with an iron fist, just send him to Charlotte. Coach the Panthers. David Tepper, close enough.
Internship for 1 year, and when he gets fired at the end of the year,
yeah, exactly.
He could come back to the Texans, and they don't even have to pay him.
Yeah.
They won't even have to pay him. It'll be great. All right, guys, time for a little garbage time.
I'm only happy when it's garbage. And then I start eating garbage.
If there's one guy up here who knows about total garbage,
garbage,
it's this guy. It's garbage time with Paul Gallant. Let's go.
Let's go.
Taylor Swift Watch 2024. Did you guys watch Chiefs Bills? I watched it for the reasons that you weren't watching it for. As a Swiftie, I was only watching that game because I wanted to see my gal, Taylor Swift, sitting in the suite. And guess what? I didn't get enough Taylor Swift in the suite because shirtless Jason Kelce was distracting me, you, all of America from seeing our queen. Yas queen? More like, no, bear. Get out of the way. Jason Kelce, get out of the way.
Jason Kelce goes into the stands to drink beers with Bills fans. Jason Kelce helps a young Taylor Swift fan meet Taylor Swift for the first time by bringing her into the suite.
How about, I don't know, stop climbing through windows of an NFL game suite. He should be suspended, and the Eagles should lose a first-round draft pick for that, for endangering fans. Roger Goodell would consider doing that, I think. But also, you're distracting the world from the reason that we were all watching the game. And I get it, Jason Kelce. You're about to retire. You're trying to make your podcast pop. But this was about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, as evidenced by Travis Kelce heart hands when he scored a touchdown. Many people thought he was trolling Bills' not-dead player, DeMar Hamlin. Actually, he was just, you know,
saying that he loves his girlfriend.
He was saying that he loves his girlfriend. And Taylor Swift, she does that at concerts. Oh. She does that at concerts. You cretins. You savages. You don't even know what Taylor Swift does. That's her fearless pose. Fearless. Fearless. So,
did she steal that from DeMar Hamlin? Or did DeMar Hamlin... I mean, hard hands.
Hamlin definitely...
Let's be honest. Hard hands
did not get invented in the
2020s.
DeMar Hamlin did not invent it. Taylor Swift invented it. Yes. Okay. Dusty Baker invented the high five, and Taylor Swift invented hard hands. What are you laughing at? This is disgusting that you would laugh.
No, I forgot about Dusty Baker inventing the high five.
Also, we don't have time to play this clip, but the Kelces are just such whores for attention. They just are total whores. It was Jason in this game. And on top of that, Michelle Tafoya was on CBS Sports Radio with my guy Mark Ryan on Sunday. And Tafoya said that Travis Kelce is considering retiring. These people, they have no shame. And how dare they take the attention away from... No, not the game. F the game. F football right now. I don't even like it anymore. How dare he take attention away from Taylor Swift? And if Taylor Swift isn't doing a surprise appearance at the Super Bowl halftime show, I will scream. Anyway, that's going to wrap up today's Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to Sean Mapes behind the glass. Big thanks to everybody watching. ESPN YouTube, the ESPN Houston YouTube channel. For our texters, twitchers, tweeters, I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful Monday. Connor and Beard are up next. Peace!
Oh, Jim Crane, you poor ass bitch. Come on, spend some money.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. All your base are belong to us.
All your base are belong to us.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.